It's 7:04. I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A Utah State Republican is pushing a resolution to condemn its neighbor, Colorado, if voters here decide to pass a November initiative to reintroduce gray wolves into the Southern Rockies. Nate Hedgie reports.
It appears the resolution is just a finger wag at Colorado. But sponsor and Representative Logan Wild is frustrated.
This is the public going out and introducing wolves randomly, and we don't think that's a good plan.
Wild is concerned that the wolves will cross Colorado's border and introduce a host of issues for neighboring Utah. A handful of wolves have naturally trickled into Colorado and northeastern Utah from Wyoming recently, but Wild calls the Colorado initiative a, quote, artificial reintroduction. This vexes Rick Ritter. He's the campaign spokesman for the Rocky Mountain Wolf Action Fund.
Wolves were here long before man in the Rocky Mountains, in the southern Rocky Mountain region. So the notion that it's artificial is particularly egregious.
If Coloradans do vote to reintroduce wolves there, state wildlife officials would then begin working on a plan to restore and manage the animals. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Authorities in Colorado Springs are looking for a man police say is tied to two killings and a string of weekend carjackings. The Gazette reports 27-year-old Kyrie Howard Walker is one of two alleged gunmen in the incidents. The other was arrested. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.